This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As promised, we do have Umthandazo Gatya on the line right now, and we're going to be speaking to the sensation in about a second or so. Just in case, I don't know which rock you'd be living under if you don't know Umthandazo Gatya by now, but I'm just going to read his bio real quickly. He was born and raised in a small township called Whalers Farm and south of Johannesburg, and started singing in primary school as part of the school choir. And then in 2010, after winning second prize on Gem Alley, Umthandazo never looked back. After years of patience and hard work, he finally got his breakthrough with his platinum certified record called Senzeni, which was released in 2020 by Jozi Entertainment, and got his first ever summer nomination. From then onwards, his career has been elevating and saw him get international recognition after being number one on Spotify viral charts. A song he features on called Say It Out Loud with the Canadian based alt pop duo In Neon Dreams. They made it to the Billboard in Toronto and went as far as being nominated for Video of the Year abroad, and has also been chosen as the Beijing Winter Olympics theme song. And Umthandazo Gatya has scored himself another international collaboration and has new music coming out with the UK-based multi-platinum selling singer and rapper named Simba. Umthandazo Gatya dropped his new EP, Journey to Infinity, letting the world know that no matter what challenges life brought his way and those he is yet to encounter, he is not giving up on his passion to heal people through his music. We do have the man of the hour right here on the phone. Umthandazo Gatya, welcome to Siyaphila. Welcome to MUT Radio, finally.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. Now, starting, Jefetu, as you are a sensational artist right now, you missed the billboards. How does it feel?
In Kulego of all these years, you know, when it happens, you gotta take it in, absorb it, and just remember. But you've been praying for this, and just give the glory back to God. But I'm also, you know, aware of everything.
Now, also speaking of international collabs, are we gonna get this John Legend feature on digital platforms, Veto? What is happening?
Yeah, anything is possible at this point. What I get, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna make, you know, the most of this whole thing. Just getting his nod alone was more than enough for me. But him, you know, extending that invite to say let's perform together, and us being in talks of releasing the song, you know, is everything. But I'm not gonna put any pressure on anyone, on myself as well. I'm just gonna, you know, wait for the process, you know, but also in that whole process, I'll keep dropping music, you know, just to make sure that the name cannot be forgotten.
No, that is amazing. Now, amongst the lot of, you know, memorable events that we are talking about, I'm sure there's quite a other ones that have happened to you. Which one would you say actually stands out for you?
I think for everyone, they probably think John Legend is one of the greatest highlights. Yes, maybe in terms of the achievement and everything else, but me now personally, what stands out is being heard, you know, the opportunity to be heard, especially for the type of music I make. It means so much for me because we are in an era now where you need to follow trends. And if you're not part of the trends, you know, not too many people care. So I'm just happy for the opportunity to be heard and just people paying attention and giving props to my talent as it is, not because I'm trying to fit into a certain group, you know.
Now, hey, that is very important. And also, speaking of that, you have a different approach actually to, you know, to Afropop and how you actually sing it. You know, the way you deliver is very unique. Where does it come from? Where do you get it from? Like, how did you actually develop this, you know, unique way of delivering your songs?
Also, my music comes from a very spiritual place. It is not just music that is made out there to go out there rather and trend. I never go to studio thinking I'm off to make a hit. It is always just a process of me meditating and just connecting to the inner self, connecting, you know, to God, connecting to my ancestors, just to make sure that whatever I deliver has to give something to take home. You know what I mean? I'm more about what should move the soul rather than what should make you dance. But I try to fuse that also, you know, with vibey elements, just to make sure that in as much as I'm delivering a message, I'm trying to make sure as well that you enjoy the music, because there are people who don't really care much about what you say, but they just want to listen to, you know, the beat as well. So I'm trying to accommodate everyone. But what is most important for me is just delivering the message and just healing people through the music. So, yeah, I don't really plan the music. It's just music that comes from within. It's music that I listen to and wonder, what was I going through, you know, at this particular time? Because it's always a matter of me just letting it come out.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that also reflects on how you've actually described your EP Journey to Infinity, including, I think, the song on the EP titled Sizobambana. Can you tell us more about your EP and that song, actually?
So the EP is called Journey to Infinity. So it talks about where I come from and where I'm still going. I'm saying Journey to Infinity because even beyond Mthandazo being an artist, I think this is going to be a continuation of other artists who are out there to heal people through the music. I'm hoping that I discover more artists like myself. So yeah, it's a journey to infinity, a journey without no end. In the EP, I have songs that talk about love, in both good and bad ways. There's a song called Ujabule where I'm saying you should not have left me because I didn't have anything. So I'm basically on the song talking about everything that's happening now, as if I knew that everything would be happening. You know? I'm saying I'll travel the world. I'll be known worldwide. You'll read about me in the newspapers. You'll read me. You'll watch me on TV and, you know, regret having left me. For my financial situation.
Yeah.
And it is everything that is happening now, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying my music comes from a very spiritual place, because there's a lot of things I talk about that didn't happen at that time, but that are happening right now, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those. And then there's songs like Niyabonga, where I'm just taking the glory back to God. It is through Him that I'm here. And yeah, I'm just thanking Him. It's called Niyabonga, featuring Tony Po. It's just a balance of all sounds, but most importantly, it's sounds that are supposed to give you something to take home. It's not just music made to trend or music made to be hits.
Yeah, definitely. I can hear you on that one. Now, you've also been very busy lately, also dropping singles. You know, I think you're dropping another one this week. On the 11th. Yes. I know maybe something we've just gotten an EP, but can we look into, an album soon?
Yeah, definitely. We're dropping a joint EP. It's AB Crazy, myself and Tony Po. Hopefully after that, I'm going to give, if not a double disc album. I'm hoping, because I've just been working. I haven't stopped working. I feel like now that people are really paying attention, it's best that I just give them all of me, just so they get to see that, you know,
I like the sound of that. I definitely like the sound of that. You know, the music we enjoy, if it's going to come in bulk, we definitely are ready. And then lastly, what are we up to this, this first of season? Where are we going to be performing? What are we up to?
Lots and lots of gigs, obviously. I'm supposed to be going to Botswana as well. I'm doing Drunken Stack, Music Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Some I can't disclose as yet, as we are still talking. Mm. But there's also a possible tour, national tour. We'll see. But yeah, we are busy this festival.
Nice. Number one. Thank you so much for actually taking the time for this interview. I think I really enjoyed it, and people did actually really enjoy. And we're looking forward to more music that is going to be dropping of you as well. All the best and God bless, definitely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.